There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What happened with the lady you went with, which you kissed and you wanted to do cartwheels?
So that was a story in the book. I went out with a girl. I was so excited to see her. I felt like doing cartwheels in the parking lot. I can't remember which girl it was or which story, though. Oh. Is that all he said?
Yeah, he wanted to know what happened with that person.
I don't know which story he's referring to.
I must have been multiple cartwheels with different girls then, if you don't remember.
I'm an innocent child of God. Someday I'm hoping to get to first base.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll get a little kissy poo. But what I will say is some of those earlier stories, especially girls I was in my 20s, that were... I'll tell you what, man, Father Time is not kind. If you do not take care of your body, if you don't do cardio and you don't do weight training and your diet sucks... By the time you get to be my age, it's like I have so many people I grew up with that I knew since like elementary school, and guys and girls both. Girls were just absolutely stunning, And now it's like, what the fuck happened? They've just totally destroyed their bodies.
They peaked in high school.
Yeah, that in her early 20s. It was all downhill after that.
Yeah,
that's sad though. You know. Because Father Time comes for all, but, you know, especially when you neglect your body, man, you get to be your 40s, 50s,
Yeah. I mean, genetics, too. I feel like genetics play a role. Like, some people are more prone to cellulite, so.
Well, if you know, it's interesting, if you look at video, because there's a bunch of accounts on Twitter that take video from like 100 years ago or even 50 years ago or even the 1970s or 80s. Mm-hmm. And what you notice is everybody's thin. Mm-hmm. Fat people were the anomaly. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was going to in high school, I think we had about 250 people in our graduating class. Mm-hmm. And I think there were maybe 5 or 6 people that were, you know, fat or really, you know, they were overweight significantly. Yeah. But most everybody else looked great. Now, you look at the average teenager or high schooler, they're overweight, they're out of shape, they got no muscle tone, it doesn't look like they've ever once exercised. Even when they were kids, it doesn't look like they even played outside or did anything to develop any kind of muscle tone. And statistically, the numbers are that 74% of all Americans are either overweight or obese.
Yeah.
And just go anywhere in public where there's a lot of people and do a pan filming video of just everybody you see, and then look at video even from the 1980s or even the early 1990s and anything before that. Everybody was thin.
It's also because of not in today's age, we're doing so much like fast food and like processed food that it's
lots of sugar, lots of carbs,
quick and easy. And back then, I feel like people used to eat natural, healthy, like real food. And now the government doesn't care what they're selling to you. We don't even know what kind of meat we're eating anymore.
And if you don't, man, you're going to pay for it later in life. And the other interesting thing about that is friends that drank a lot and drank too much and were always drinking. Mm-hmm. And they're like drunk on the weekends. They're drunk after work. It's a lot of them drank themselves into an early grave by their early mid-40s. Yeah.
That's a big thing, too. So it like eats you from the inside to the out.
It like definitely shortens your life.
Sucks you up. Like,
yeah, I've seen that happen with several of my friends I grew up with. It's sad.